Welcome to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. The show that keeps you updated with what's happening in the world of royalty, from the British royal family through to the aristocracy, and current events from around the royal world.
Hello, and welcome to Right Royal Roundup. I'm Carolyn Cash, and coming up later on today's show, latest royal baby news from Sweden, Crown Princess Mette Marit out of action until after Easter, the Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey, Belgian state visit to Canada, and the medieval French king who thought he was made of glass. So stay tuned.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Princess Madeline and her husband, Christopher O'Neill, are now the proud parents of another little girl, Princess Adrian. The little princess arrived at 12:41 a.m. on Friday the 9th of March 2018, with Mr. O'Neill present throughout the birth. King Carl Gustaf and Queen Sylvia were on holiday in Switzerland, but they returned to Stockholm to meet their latest granddaughter, who is 10th in the line of succession to the Swedish throne. He announced the name and the title of the little princess at a cabinet meeting with the baby's aunt, Crown Princess Victoria, and the Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven present on Monday, the 12th of March. The baby was named Princess Adrian Josephine Alice and granted the Duchy of Blekinge in southeastern Sweden. The name Adrian was said to be a surprise choice, where both Josephine and Alice are traditional names. One of the current royal family's ancestors was Josephine of Leuchtenberg, who married King Oscar II on the 22nd of May in 1823. Josephine was also a granddaughter of Napoleon Bonaparte's first wife, Josephine Beauharnais. The baby was said to be named Alice after Queen Sylvia's mother, Alice Somerleth. The royal family, including Mr. O'Neill, attended a TDM Thanksgiving service at 12:15 p.m. in the Royal Chapel at the Royal Palace. However, Christopher's mother, Eva O'Neill, was unable to attend as she was catching a flight home to London.
For any royal information heard on today's show, check us out at rightroyalroundup.com.au.
The Norwegian Royal Court has announced that Crown Princess Mette Marit will be taking sick leave until Easter, as she will be having a minor surgical procedure done. The Crown Princess has suffered from health complaints for a while. She had surgery in 2013 for an ongoing neck problem, which was the result of a fall during a visit to Ukraine in 2008. In 2016, the Crown Princess was unable to attend a black tie event in honour of the Polish President due to a back injury. The Crown Princess was due to visit Leipzig on Saturday the 17th of March to promote Norwegian literature in Germany at a book fair, but she cancelled her trip following doctor's advice. Crown Princess Mette Marit will be recovering in the meantime until she returns to royal duties after Easter. We wish the Crown Princess a very speedy recovery and hope she's feeling better very soon.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
Queen Elizabeth II attended the Commonwealth Day service at Westminster Abbey on Monday the 12th of March to celebrate the links between Commonwealth countries across the world. The Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, and Prince Harry arrived accompanied by his fiancée, Ms. Meghan Markle. This is Ms. Markle's first official engagement with the Queen. The Duke of York, the Princess Royal, Princess Alexandra, the Countess of Wessex, and the Duchess of Gloucester also attended the service. This year's theme was Towards a Common Future. The service is the largest interfaith gathering in the United Kingdom, as people from around the Commonwealth, including Australian High Commissioner Alexander Downer, come together to celebrate the day. Secretary General of the Commonwealth, Baroness Scotland, says the act of affirmation, "We affirm our belief in the Commonwealth as a force for good in the world and pledge ourselves to its service now and for the future." Liam Payne sang John Mayer's song, "Waiting on the World to Change," and there were performances by Ngati Ranana, the London Maori Choir and the Portsmouth Gospel Choir. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, read a passage from Romans chapter 12, verses 3 to 13. The 53 Commonwealth countries' flags were also paraded outside Westminster Abbey after the service. Afterwards, the royal family met with people who had taken part in the service, including the performers. School children presented posies to the Queen, the Duchess of Cornwall, the Duchess of Cambridge and Ms. Markle. Afterwards, Prince Charles, the Duchess of Cornwall and the Duke of Cambridge attended a reception on behalf of the Queen at Marlborough House, which is the Commonwealth Secretary's home.
Visit Right Royal Roundup on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup. Or you can check out our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.
King Philippe and Queen Mathilde arrived in Ottawa for their state visit to Canada on Sunday, the 11th of March 2018. The royal couple were accompanied by six government ministers, a state secretary, approximately 125 entrepreneurs and CEOs, 20 academics, senior officials and media, with a total of over 200 people as part of the delegation. They carried out official engagements in Ottawa, Toronto and Montreal, including World War I centenary commemorations at the Canadian War Museum. One quarter of the 61,000 Canadians killed during the Great War were buried in Belgian soil. Governor-General of Canada, Julie Payette, welcomed King Philippe and Queen Mathilde at an official ceremony, including military honours at her official residence, Rideau Hall, at 10 a.m. on Monday, the 12th of March. King Philippe conducted an inspection of a guard of honour, followed by speeches. Following the meeting, King Philippe and Queen Mathilde planted a sugar maple, or Acer saccharum, in the grounds at Rideau Hall to commemorate their state visit, symbolising the friendship between the two countries. So far, over 150 commemorative trees were planted, which marks visits by members of the royal family, heads of state and other dignitaries. After the visit to Rideau Hall, the royal couple went to the War Memorial, Parliament and even to a traditional sugar shack in Richelieu Park to taste some real Canadian maple syrup. The Governor-General hosted a state dinner at Rideau Hall at 7 p.m. that evening. On Tuesday, the 13th of March, King Philippe and Queen Mathilde hosted a concert in the Governor-General's honour at the Canadian Museum of History in Gatineau. The concert will highlight cultural cooperation and connections between Belgium and Canada. The royal couple also visited a chocolate factory with a big chocolate smurf on display, wearing a black, yellow and red sash, and they also met with members of the Belgian community. The last Belgian state visit to Canada occurred in 1977, when King Baudouin met the current Prime Minister's father, Pierre Trudeau.
On Right Royal Roundup, we now go back in time for some Right Royal regal history.
Did you know that former French King Charles VI thought he was made of glass? Charles VI, who was known as Charles the Mad, would not allow anyone to touch him, and he was said to be afraid of bumping into walls or furniture. He reportedly had his clothes reinforced with metal rods to prevent shattering. Charles would run screaming through the castle until he was completely exhausted, believing some unknown enemies were pursuing him. Modern-day experts suspect he may have been bipolar and also suffered from schizophrenia. He suffered a severe bout of insane rage in 1392 when he murdered four of his own knights and also attacked his brother, the Duke of Orleans, for no apparent reason. Charles VI experienced periodic bouts of mental illness, including some severe and debilitating turns where he forgot his own name and failed to recognise his wife and children. He married Isabeau of Bavaria on the 17th of July 1385 when he was only 17. His bride was 14 but considered an adult at the time. They had 12 children, but most died young. Their eldest surviving daughter, Isabella, was born in 1389. She married Richard II of England when she was only 6 years old in 1396, but Richard died 4 years later before the marriage was consummated. Their youngest daughter, Catherine, married Henry V of England in 1420 and produced one surviving son who became King Henry VI. He was crowned King of France at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris in 1431. Charles VI had disinherited his own son in favour of the English crown, which was really against France's best interests. However, the disinherited Dauphin regained his throne with the help from Joan of Arc, and he was crowned as Charles VII in Reims Cathedral on the 17th of July 1429. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to your company again next week.
You've been listening to Right Royal Roundup with Carolyn Cash. Tune in next week for more of the latest royal news from around the world. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Right Royal Roundup, or visit our website, rightroyalroundup.com.au.